This episode is brought to you by Grant Thornton, a professional services firm that gets that cookie-cutter thinking doesn't cut it in today's tech industry. Grant Thornton listens first, tailoring solutions to evolve with your business, whatever comes next. More at gt.com.
Here's your TNB Tech Minute for Wednesday, April 17th. I'm Alex Osola for The Wall Street Journal. Apple CEO Tim Cook says the company will consider making some of its products in Indonesia. After a meeting with Indonesian President Joko Widodo in Jakarta, Cook said that the two men discussed a possible investment in Southeast Asia's largest economy. Cook didn't offer a timeline for investment or say what form it could take. Apple didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. Most of Apple's assembly is done in China, but the company has sought to diversify its supply chain in recent years amid rising U.S.-China tensions and global concerns of decoupling trade. ASML posted orders below analysts' expectations for the first quarter. Numbers for the Dutch company, which provides semiconductor-making machinery to chipmakers like TSMC and Intel, show that its customers are for now shying away from buying up hardware for semiconductor production in anticipation of better demand. And Tesla's board asked shareholders to again vote in favor of its CEO's multi-billion-dollar pay package, valued at a maximum of $55.8 billion. The board and shareholders approved the pay proposal in 2018, but a Delaware court in January struck it down because it said the approval process was, quote, deeply flawed. In a proxy filing, the board said it still stands behind the pay package. The EV maker also detailed the Delaware court case to give shareholders more information about the negotiations that led to the original pay package. It isn't clear whether reproposing the same pay package with additional information will satisfy concerns about the approval process. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Thursday's Tech News Briefing podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Grant Thornton, a professional services firm that gets that cookie-cutter thinking doesn't cut it in today's tech industry. Grant Thornton listens first, tailoring solutions to evolve with your business, whatever comes next. More at gt.com.